The rancorous debate over the debt belies a fundamental truth of our economy, that it is run for the few at the expense of the many, that our entire government has been turned into a machine which takes the wealth of the mass of Americans and accelerates it into the hands of a few. Let me give you some examples. Take war. War takes the money from the American people and puts it into the hands of arms manufacturers, of war profiteers, of private armies. The war in Iraq, based on lies, $3 trillion will be the cost of that war at least. The war in Afghanistan, based on a misreading of history, $500 billion in expenses already. The war against Libya will be $1 billion by September. 50% of our discretionary spending goes for the Pentagon, a massive transfer of wealth into the hands of a few, while the American people lack sufficient jobs, health care, housing, retirement security. Our energy policies take the wealth from the American people and put it into the hands of the oil companies. We could be looking at $150 a barrel for oil in the near future. Our environmental policy takes the wealth of the people, clean air, clean water, and puts it in the hands of the polluters. It's a transfer of wealth, not only from the present, but from future generations, as our environment is ruined. Insurance companies, what do? They take the wealth from the American people in terms of what they charge people for health insurance, and they put it into the hands of the few. We have to realize what this country's economy has become. Our monetary policy, through the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, privatized the money supply, gathers the wealth, puts it in the hand of the few. Well, the Federal Reserve can keep creating money out of nothing, give it to banks, to park at the Fed, and our small businesses are starved for capital. Mark my words, Wall Street cashes in whether we have a default or not.